Week 2, Wednesday, Lords. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. He said that he would wipe every tear away, but how can he undo what has been done? The dawn undoes the night, true. Still the sun replaces, not erases, dark. Its sway still haunts us from the past, and though it's day, the night's right there, still part of us. What one of us would not give everything to run from harm we've done to others? That will stay. The act will stay, the harm will not. You see, redemption does not mean erasure, but a transformation. Think of when he rose. His wounds were glowing jewels, which he chose to show us how he tears a tear and what our feeble evil will turn out to be. My God, everything you do is holy. What God can compare with our God? Psalm 77. I called out to God at the top of my voice. It was God I called at the top of my voice, and he listened to me. I looked for Yahweh during my time of trouble. I lifted up my hands to him all night long. My soul refused any rest. I thought of nothing but God and my anguish, and I kept complaining, and my spirit was overcome. And you keep my eyes from closing in sleep, and my agony is so great I cannot speak. I think of the old times and remember them in my night song. I ponder them in my heart, and my spirit scrutinizes them. Will Yahweh reject me forever? Will he never show me favor again? Is his mercy gone for all eternity? Has his promise come to a permanent end? Has God forgotten to be kind? Has he closed down his loving mercy inside his anger? I said, this is my torment, remembering everything the Supreme God has done. But I will recall Yahweh's deeds, and I will go over the miracles you once performed. I will ponder everything that you have done and speak of all your exploits. Your ways, my God, are those of holiness. Who is as great a God as our God? You are the God who performs miracles, and you have revealed your power to all the nations. It was your arm that brought back your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Even the water, when it saw you, my God, even the water cowered when it saw you, and it shook to its depths. The clouds poured down torrents, the whole sky reverberated, and then your arrows flashed all around them, and the sound of your thunder brought tornadoes, and lightning lit up the world. The earth quaked and shook as you went through the sea. You made a path in its water, though no one saw your footprints. But you led your people out as if they were a flock under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My God, everything you do is holy. What God can compare with our God? My heart leaps for joy in the Master, because he lowers us only to lift us up. Song. 1 Samuel 2, 1-10. My heart leaps for joy in Yahweh. The horn in my head menaces everyone because of Yahweh. I smile in triumph at my enemies because I have the delight of your rescue. No God is as holy as Yahweh. No one exists except you. There is no rock like our God. Do not brag anymore and keep all that arrogance out of your mouth, because Yahweh is the one who knows, and he is the judge of what we do. Strong men's bows snap, while those tottering about are given strength. The well-fed look for work to earn food, while the hunger of the starving has ended. And a sterile woman has 7 children, while the mother of many sons grows weak. Yahweh kills and brings to life. He takes people down to the grave and pulls them out. Yahweh makes this one poor and that one rich. He lowers and elevates. He raises the poor out of the dirt, lifts beggars from the trash pile, to seat them with heads of state and give them glorious thrones as their inheritance. Yes, the pillars the earth rests on belong to Yahweh, and it was he who set the earth on them. and he will keep watch over the footsteps of his holy people, but evil ones will go into the silent dark. No one will win the battle by his own strength, and Yahweh's enemies will be smashed to smithereens. He will send thunder from heaven against them, and Yahweh will pass his sentence upon the earth. He will give strength to his king and raise high the horn on the head he anointed. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My heart leaps for joy in the Master, because he lowers us only to lift us up.
Psalm 97.
The Master is king, and so the whole earth should be happy. It is Yahweh who is king, and so the earth should celebrate, and all the many shores should dance for joy. He is dressed in clouds and darkness, but his throne is set upon virtue and justice. Fire is his herald, burning up his enemies in his path. His lightnings make the world gleam and the earth shake when it sees it. Mountains melt like wax at Yahweh's approach. When the Master of all the earth comes near, the very skies shout out his virtue, and all the people see his glory there. Those who serve carved images are a disgrace when they brag about their idols. Worship him, all you gods. And Zion will listen to this and take pleasure in it. And the people of Judah will be happy because of what you have decreed, Yahweh. Because you, Yahweh, are supreme over all the earth. You are higher than any god. Those of you who love Yahweh hate evil, because he preserves the lives of his holy ones and plucks them out of the grasp of evil men. Light dawns for virtuous people, and happiness comes on those whose hearts are decent. Take your pleasure in Yahweh, honest folk, and thank him whenever you think of his holy name. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is king, and so the whole earth should be happy. Reading, Romans 8, 35-37. What can take us away from the Prince's love? Hardship? Suffering? Oppression? Hunger? Nakedness? Danger? War? As Scripture says, for your sake we keep dying all day long. We are thought of as sheep ready for slaughter. But through all this we win the great victory because of the one who loved us. I will bless the Master my whole life long. I will bless the Master my whole life long. The song of praise will be constantly on my lips my whole life long. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will bless the Master my whole life long. Let us serve the Master in holiness every day of our lives. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us, a work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us serve the Master in holiness every day of our lives. May God our Savior be blessed, because he promised to remain with his church throughout time until the end of the world. And so let us thank him and say, please stay with us, Master. Please remain with us throughout the day, Master, and let your grace be a sun which never sets. We dedicate today to you as our offering, and so please help us not offer you anything that is evil. Please stay with us, Master. May your gift of light pervade the whole day so that we will be salt for the earth and the world's light. Please stay with us, Master. May the love of your Holy Spirit direct our hearts and lips, and may we always do everything that you wish. Please stay with us, Master. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Please stay with us, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Master, as a new day dawns, please make the radiance of your light shine in our hearts. Keep us true to your teaching and free from error and sin. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.